This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm running around today making connections with some local people because I've spent so much time out there on a nationwide basis that it's time to turn around and do just that. And so we're out and about, and interestingly enough, we went through a kind of a drive-through, and the person that was behind the controls looked at me and gave me the thumbs up, and I rolled down the window and I said, "What's up?" And he goes, "I just wanted to let you know we couldn't be behind you more." In other words, they're all in with what we were doing concerning the protest, and I said, "Well, I appreciate that." I said, "But people need to do more than just talk about what's going on out there." And the reason I'm saying that, folks, is it's for this very reason that I don't know that if the people actually taken the time to pay attention to the protest, this last one that we had on Saturday, I'm going to bring it to the light tomorrow. But what was interesting, folks, is we had people in wheelchairs at the protest. I don't know if I told you that or not. And again, people I didn't know before are telling me thumbs up and, "Hey, you know, we're totally behind you. We couldn't be behind you more." And it's like, I got to turn around and tell the people, you got to take responsibility. I can't do this without you. We're supposed to be a part of a body, the body of Christ. And it's my job to build up, and it's your job to build up others concerning the saints, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, and perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. And again, folks, we can do this if we come together on this. We see what's happening today. The Christians, real Christians, are in the middle of these attacks by the sodomite agenda, which is completely illegal in America at every given step. I think Americans now are forgetting that it's illegal to groom children. It's illegal, big time, to prey on children. But yet, this is what Americans are starting to take on now. And I say that with giving you all the information and knowledge. You know, you would have thought there'd have been 1,000 people going back to the protest. And that's not the case. People are letting them do that too. And not all the people, but some of the people. And again, if the majority of the American people that have complained about what's going on would actually stand up and do something about it, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today, as we all know. Matter of fact, in Luke 19:13, it tells us in the parable of the 10 servants and those that actually facilitated the gifts that God had given them, they would continuously grow, and the Lord would continuously give them. And the more they had, the more that they would enter into the joy of the Lord. A carnal mind doesn't understand that. A spiritual mind totally gets it. He who's faithful in little will be faithful in much. And it's interesting that Luke 19:13, at the end of the parable, he said, "Occupy till I come." I didn't hear Jesus anywhere say, "Throw your hands up and give up and forfeit everything and enjoy your selfish life as you live for the devil. I can't find that in Scripture. Matter of fact, even when I think of Judges 2, when I look at it, it tells us in Judges 2:20, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. Why? Because the Lord would continuously raise up individuals, prophets, to lead the way for the children. And as long as the children of Israel, and as long as the prophets remained alive, they would obey for the most part, but when they would die, they would go back to serving their foreign gods. And what it says here, it says, because that this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I have commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened, listened unto their voice, he said, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them, the faithful, them I may prove Israel. I will prove them whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. Okay? So we're being tested right now. And in the process of being tested, friends, we have to understand the Lord is allowing the enemies to remain around us. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by, even as many of Israel as had not known the wars of Canaan. He's raising us up in war, folks. That's how we're raised up. I want you to listen carefully to this quote by R.C., I'm thinking of R.C. Sproul, but in this particular scenario, it is J.C. Ryle from the Book of Holiness. I want you to listen carefully and tell me if this is applicable to what you're seeing in America today. Again, this is J.C. Ryle. Listen carefully. The saddest symptoms about many so-called Christians, he said this in the 1800s, is utterly and utter absence of anything like conflict and fighting their Christianity. They have no idea what it's like to be born of the Spirit. They have no idea of warfare. That's why they never need to put the armor on, Ephesians 6:12. He said they eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves. They get money, they spend money, they go through a scanty round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the greatest spiritual warfare, it's watchings and struggles. It's agonies and anxieties. It's battle and it's contests. Of all this, they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. You better bet your bottom dollar this guy nailed it. How many times I have heard people tell me, Bradley, just relax. Just be patient. It's like, dude, you people that are not born of the Spirit have been telling people that have been born of the Spirit this for generations. And look where it's gotten you. And you want to tell me to be patient. I mean, most people, about the time they get where they should be, most people think they have a fever. And yes, Scripture tells us, Watchman Nee said that. But what's interesting to note, friends, is that we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. One more point before this hard break. When you go to Joshua 22, I want you to listen carefully because we have the possession, okay? Now the Lord your God hath given you rest unto your brother as he promised them. Therefore now return you and get you unto your tents and unto the land of your possession. Okay, that's where we're at, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you on the other side of Jordan. But he said, take diligent. He said, but take diligent, that means painstakingly, take heed, careful attention to yourself to do the commandments of the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you to love the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's what we're supposed to do even while we have the possession, not just getting the possession. Okay? We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Hervonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Hervonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-V-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I just got to go ahead and highlight this. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that feed. You can watch us all day, 24/7 if you'd like. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to listen to this in the face of the professors in America today, okay? Because we are the seed of David, okay? Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Going back to verse 2, Psalm 27. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Verse 3. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this I will be confident. Wow, doesn't that counter what you hear today in the American church? The little capitulating cowards, Psalm 78, verse 9. Isn't that crazy? Oh, one more thing I wanted to add with that, taking it to the New Testament now. Isn't it interesting how we hear from the modern day church that if there's warfare, it's the devil? Of course, there's always this warfare going on and off. But what's interesting is I'm looking over at Luke chapter 4 right now, and it says, and Jesus, being the full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. What was he driven into the wilderness to do? Being 40 days tempted of the devil. So does the Lord put you in a position to be strengthened in Christ? Or is he going to allow you to just go ahead and circumvent what it takes to make you a soldier of the cross? My goodness, folks, the trials and the tribulations are there to make us stronger in Christ. And furthermore, when you look at 2 Corinthians 13:5, what does it say? We're to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith or not, lest we be reprobate. That's how you know what you're made out of, folks. You can't test your steel, and you can't even know that you're made of steel until you're tested. That's why as Christians, you better understand that those that bring the fire, they're going to be tested by that fire. And it doesn't happen any other way. And that's what the Holy Ghost leads you to, so that you might be strong in Christ. That you might know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And the list goes on. So let's get to this really quick. So I want to hit a couple things before we hit another day in the middle of it all, which kind of is, in so many words, it's applicable to everything we're talking about right now. This is a modern-day Christian outlet, and I've warned about this site as well. It's just very nominal. They have promoted stuff that counters the Word of God time and time again, and it just shows you that they're taking heed to the Spirit and to the voice of the world, and that's the voice that they hear. So therefore, if that's what they hear, that's what they promote. I want you to see this. The Christian Post, okay? Who are the declared candidates running for the president in 2024? I'm going to keep this in front of you folks, too, up until the re-election cycle once again. What does it say? With the 2024 presidential election less than a year and a half away, several candidates have thrown their hats into the ring, and most of the polls show a rematch between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. Can I just stop and move to the next topic, folks? Who do you think that most polls, where do you suppose that they got the information that these polls came from? The mainstream media. Okay? This is what I want you to see. What are they doing? They're putting Joe Biden, who literally had nobody appear at many of his dates when he was on the presidential campaign trail. Literally, we've showed you those videos. Even the mainstream media was saying it was a little odd. There's nobody here. There's nothing odd about it. America, massive, 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 massive voter fraud, period. We all know this, right? But Joe Biden remains. Isn't that interesting? So what are they going to do? They're going to begin to fill the seats again with the help of Christian Post and the lack of Christian outlets in promoting the lie that the mainstream media is driving through their propaganda narrative. Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I want you to see this, and I've showed you this before, but I want to show you that the presidential candidates going to Ballotpedia, and it shows those that are now in the race. And then it brings up several names. Mike Pence is one of them. All the names that, for the most part, that you know. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, by the way, who's promoting the same agenda concerning child mutilation. He said as long as the parents approve, okay, all together, right? They're all doing this together. Ron DeSantis, like I told you, how many years ago was going to be running for president? Tim Scott, all these names that you know. Joe Biden, again, give me a break, folks. These are all pawns in the hands of the powers that are tolerated, okay? Now, when you scroll down just a little bit, it gives you Democratic candidates, again, as if to suggest there's actually two parties, or should I say 101 party affiliations in the Constitution. They're all null and void. Again, we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But look at this. So it shows three people running for the presidency as candidates. One of them's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and then two others. But I want to show you all the people that you've not heard a peep from. And if this is the first time listening, this will give you an exact idea as to how you're being played every election cycle. You're only hearing from the two that they put up. And they're both, both candidates are two wings on the same bird. I would think people would be outraged with this information. But apparently not. They keep getting sucked right in to Fox News, who keeps keeps promoting the same agenda as MSNBC for the most part. But look at all these that you haven't heard a word from. Oh, friends, I'm just starting. I'm just starting here. Okay? What about all these people? Again, this is for those that don't know that they're being lied to. What about all these people? Last election cycle, folks, there was 1,162 presidential contenders, and you heard from two of them, the two that they wanted you to hear from. Anybody outraged about being lied to 24/7? Because I know within myself, friends, I am sick and tired of being lied to. There is absolutely no difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Remember what Albert Pike said. He said that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Oh, and if you're on social media platforms, you can still see that I am scrolling candidates that you never heard from. I could sit here for the next 5 minutes. I could sit here for an hour and a half just naming all the candidates, in fact, that you never heard of, because the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, is withholding all of their information. They're totally silent on real candidates. Again, anybody angry about this? Because if you are, you're going to take to the streets, friends. And you're going to begin to understand what it takes to actually right the wrongs. And righting the wrongs doesn't happen when you just sit there and pray about it. No, it actually happens when you get out there and do something about it and demand change lawfully. Lawfully, lawfully, lawfully. Look at this. I'm still scrolling, friends. But Bradley, I'm just voting for the lesser of two evils. No, you're not. You're voting for both candidates, because it doesn't matter which one you vote for when it comes to Joe Biden or any other candidates that they have put up, because they're all falling in favor as the candidates that the powers that are tolerated want to present to you. They're all in their pocket. They're all in their pocket. I'm going to show you more of this. I'm still scrolling, friends. For those that are listening to me in 159 cities right now, I'm still scrolling all the candidates for 2024 presidential election that you never heard of. Yes, I'm still scrolling. You can't make it up. Never heard a word from any of these other candidates. Just Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the ones that they want you to hear from. I'm still scrolling. And I'm going to continuously scroll just to show you how laborious this can be, friends, in proving the point. Hey, folks, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. So just be a little patient with me. Now I just finished. Is this insane? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to come back and I'm going to prove a couple points that I just highlighted in passing. And I'm going to show you that they are all, again, all in it, going in for the kill at the same time. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And don't get mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger for telling you what you didn't know. Okay? 1-866-582-9933.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA News update. The head of a mercenary group of soldiers in Russia is reportedly calling a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says the leader of the Wagner group held talks with the president of Belarus and agreed to de-escalate the situation. Officials in Montana have responded to a train derailment in the Yellowstone River. A freight train plunged into the river today after a bridge collapsed. It happened near Columbus, about 40 miles west of Billings. Oil is leaking into the river. Finding a place of your own might be harder than you think.
The number of people looking to move into their own home was twice as much as available houses in 2021, according to a report by real estate marketplace Zillow. They say there were about 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's home and only 3.7 million homes for rent or sale. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Mega Millions jackpot is growing. It will be worth $343 million Tuesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to get to this real quick. I was just highlighting the fact that you're being lied to, but the Christian Post, another lack of Christianity outposts or media outlets, they're just driving you the same direction that the mainstream media is driving you. It's a controlled narrative, and I just proved it because I brought you over to Ballotpedia, and I showed you all the people that are running for president, and you haven't heard from a one of them, except the ones that they want you to hear from. It's insane, folks. It really, truly is. So let me show you this. So Alpha News, by the way, I just met with these guys this morning. Me and my son went down there and spent some time with them this morning. But we're finding that Target donated $2.1 million to a group that suggests hiding gender transition from parents. This is all government-sponsored. Okay, I'm not saying the same things. I'm saying the same things a different way with more information. Okay, so I'm adding to it. And I want you to see this because what they just released, the DailyMail.com, is the trans school conspiracy exposed. Midwest teachers trade tips on subversively and quietly transitioning kids without telling their parents. You got to tell the people that are playing the fools in the hands of those that are driving the narrative that this is also about a usurpation of their parental authorities. Midwest teachers trade tips on subversively and quietly transitioning kids without telling their parents and skirting Republican gender laws in workshops funded by the federal government. Y'all listening? Funded by the federal government. I got a video here. I'm not going to necessarily play the audio because I don't want to get into this and make a long point out of it. But it is, in fact, happening. And isn't it interesting, folks, what's missing from this report once again? And I'm not saying that they did it purposely, probably inadvertently. But what they failed to make mention of was the law that condemns any of this. You want to talk about how this is all being bought and paid for? Oh, my goodness. I mean, folks, the NEA's is corrupt from the top to the bottom. They pull your kids from public schools, okay? These individuals, some time ago, I got to bring this point up, too, because I seen it this morning. Probably about 15 years ago, I told the people after the NEA tried to pass policies, again, undermining law, making no mention of law that condemns their crimes, Romans 3:20. What's interesting is I warned that the teachers are going to make prey of the students. Has anybody seen on their scrolls, social media scrolls, all the teachers that are violating their students across the United States of America? Folks, this is happening on a weekly basis. I told you that this was going to come. I'm not saying it like I told you, like I'm arrogantly condescending on you. I'm telling you, I knew that this was going to happen the minute that they began to advocate this agenda. Because there is no lines with these people. So again, we're seeing in the Midwest right now where they're trying to transition kids without telling their parents. Well, isn't that what the governor and the states are advocating for? Yes, absolutely they are. In going back to the point that I wanted to make during the last segment, remember how I told you all together? Chris Christie's one of these guys, too. This boar from the state that he's from, I believe it's New Jersey. He's saying that transgender procedures on minors should be allowed if parents consent. They're all doing this together. I thought Americans were sick and tired of the establishment. Well, guess what? This is the establishment. Bradley, I'm just not convinced. It doesn't matter if you're convinced or not. And if you're not at this point, I fear that I could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. You just don't want to see it. How far is this going? Let me show you this. The committee moved another bill to the floor to ban classroom discussions of gender identity. It's not for the school to sexualize anybody's kids. It's criminal. Friends, it really truly is. I want you to see the man that wants you to believe that he's a woman. And not only that he's a woman, but he is a big gay baby. I didn't say it. I'm not mocking anybody. You ready for this one, folks? I hope so. This is actually on a congressional floor. A man dressed as a woman with a baby face on that calls itself the big gay baby.
I live in New Orleans in the House District 97 and Senate District 4.
Now listen to what he says.
Thank you all for letting me speak. I believe we are all here for the same reason, which is to make schools a safe place for students and for faculty to...
Okay, schools a safe place where they can prey on them. Put this in perspective, folks. They're playing the victims while they're blatantly advocating for the crimes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to share this space with you. But like I said, I am Maxwell. I am trans. I am big gay baby. My pronouns are they, them. What are yours? I'm here to ask you to vote no on HB 466. Speaking before you today is a 27-year-old drag artist that lives every day to secure kindness, validation, love, and acceptance.
kindness, validation, love and acceptance. Wait until you see. Folks, do a Google search on my name. You want to hear of love and tolerance and acceptance from the gays when you make reference to the law that condemns their crimes? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be bringing some video to you tomorrow. And, again, I think Americans have come to the knowledge at this point in understanding that what they're advocating for is exactly the opposite of what they're responsible and what they're guilty of committing. Okay? Let's keep going on here, folks. This is happening in the halls of government. Okay? This is happening in the halls of government.
For the wounded child that still feels closeted inside.
Oh, for the wounded child that still feels closeted inside. He feels that he has a right to go out there and pretend to be something that he's not, and then make children a prey before his criminal advances. Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what this is. Hey, let me say this again, folks, and I said this 15 years ago. You're dealing with people that have absolutely no sense of right and wrong. That is what defines a reprobate. So if you're thinking that, thinking somehow within yourself that these people are going to have a ceiling on the activities that they actually commit, you're sadly mistaken. I have another video here of an elementary school teachers where they go all out on LGBTQ indoctrines and indoctrination and exploitation of children, okay, in spite of the law, okay? And you can point your finger right at yourself as you go look at the mirror and say to yourself, this is happening because I tolerated it. But I do want you to see this too, because this is another expose of what's going on in Orlando, Florida with Disney. Disney employee snagged during horrific child porn raids. Now, this is like the third time that we've seen this individual, Sheriff Grady Judd. And I want you to hear what he has to say here, folks.
And then there's Paul Vow. He's 40 from Davenport. He's married. He works at Disney World at Cosmic Rays Restaurant. In fact, he just recently moved to Polk County from Indiana, and he moved here specifically to work at Disney World. Well, you know, back in the day, they arrested Willie Sutton for robbing banks. He was a notorious bank robber. And they asked Willie Sutton, hey, Willie, why do you rob banks? And he said, well, that's where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do people like Paul Vail work at Disney?
That's right.
Because that's where the children are.
Exactly.
And they want to be around children. He had 540 counts of child pornography from newborns to 8 years of age.
Okay, sex before eight, before it's too late. He had over 500 videos, child pornography videos, from newborns to 8 years old. Have you a clue as to what you are tolerating, Americans, or 53 countries that are listening to me? You have a sheriff in Florida telling you the crimes that have been committed by these people. There is no limit. There is no limit. The crimes that they are guilty of are heinous. Look to Jeffrey Dahmer. He used to get all of his victims, friends. Remember, that's the guy that used to kill the men that were brought home from the gay bars, and then he would take their bodies and dismember them and put them in freezers? Remember that? He was a sodomite. Okay? Let's go on here with Sheriff Grady.
He also had videos. And he was a sadomasochist. There was photographs where they had tied up babies in preparation for sexual battery. There was one where a child was just weeks old where they had the child's hands tied behind her back.
Hey, folks, I said I was going to intertwine this. You know, don't sit there and say I can't even believe that you're playing this on the show. I can't even believe, Bradley, that you're exposing these people and what they're guilty of. It's not all of them. Oh, no. Sodomy is premised on man-boy love. Don't tell me what you don't know. I'm showing you the evidence. I am showing you the fruit of this lobby over and over and over again. When is it that the American people are going to take it in hand? Hey, folks, and it's not just enough to protest, neither. It's your governors promoting this agenda. It's the president that they want you to believe that was voted in by the people, 80 million people in this country, that's promoting this. Okay, don't tell me it's not happening. Don't tell me it's not being purposed. It's a distraction. It's a serious distraction. And there's much involved in this, friends. But they're making it prey of your children. They want your children, and they want to usurp your authority during the Gay Pride Month, as they call it. You understand? These people need to be incarcerated, every single one of them, including the governors.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It's interesting. I said I was going to basically thread this through the month's show in honoring our children, honoring our law, and protecting our children. And when I'm saying that these people are capable of heinous crimes, they are very much capable of heinous crimes. And they want you to believe that they're the victims. Everything's good. They just want to be left alone. They just want to love. They just want to be accepted. That's not at all what it's about, friends. Over and over, the theme is the children, the children, the children. I'm trying to figure out where MSNBC is today. I'm trying to figure out why I'm not getting a phone call from CNN. I'm trying to figure out why I'm not making state news in Iowa right now as the biggest liar known to mankind. No. The reason they're leaving this ministry alone right now, folks, is because everything we told you of that they were responsible for is being made manifest in front of your eyes right now. Right? And for me to say that I'm looking for an apology is a mere expression of what it is that they owe us, but it goes way further than that. I mean, these are the people, again, that have put bomb threats to my ministry, took my home, and took pictures and put it up online. Going back to the protest that we had on Saturday, friends, there was without a shadow of a doubt grown men there that I knew were responsible for crimes against children. They were advocating these crimes publicly, telling us that we are haters, we're bigots. We're intolerant. Oh, you're exactly right, because if you think that we're going to roll over in the face of your crimes with the children of this country, you better think again. I know Jesus said, turn the other cheek, but I only got two of those. And you smacked it way too many times. After the second one, you're on your own. And that's what they're finding out once again, not within my own strength, but standing up as an ambassador concerning the word of the Lord. Period. My goodness, folks. And you know what's even worse? Going back to the protest, these people are not hiding what they're advocating for. We had one guy walking around asking everybody individually where they lived. He came up to me and said, where do you live? I said, what kind of a question is that? I said, where do you live? He said, none of your business. I said, exactly. He said he could justify the fact that grown men are inside of the changing rooms inside of Target when little kids are present. We had another one say that everything we were talking to them about statistically, they were all lies. No. They're all true. As I've proven 1,000 times over. And I'll prove 1,000 times more. Hey, folks, look at this one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Look up at the top. All these ads, man, are just incredible on some people's sites. They really are. Look at this. Grizzly triple murder gets trans activist life imprisonment. Not making it up. It's happening right in front of your eyes, Americans. Grizzly triple murder, trans activist, no such thing, life imprisonment. Did you hear this through the mainstream media, folks? Nope. You have FBI agents and former CIA agents working on the back of these mainstream outlets, doing their best to censor all of the information that I'm giving you right now, as my social media friends can well see on a daily basis. Our numbers and subscriptions keep going up, but our numbers maintain, or they go down. Matter of fact, last week I had over 100,000 views on average on my show alone every single day. That's been cut directly in half. Again. The people that I met this morning, friends, Alpha News in Minneapolis here, he said, right after 2020, he said, our numbers used to be great. We'd get thousands and thousands of shares and likes. He said, now we're lucky to get 20 or 30. Again, this isn't poor Alpha. This isn't poor Bradley Dean. This is all aimed at you. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the one to blow the trumpet. Ezekiel 33, nothing more, nothing less. But again, let me say it again. Grizzly triple murder gets trans activist life imprisonment. Well, again, some will say, well, that's just an exception to the rule. There is no rule with these people. They're reprobates. Again, this is why the Lord calls an abominable. Read Deuteronomy 22:5. Deuteronomy 22:5. Read Leviticus 18:22-20:13. Romans 1:24 to the end of the chapter. Again, sandwiched in between the justice of God. Read the fruit of people that continue on in these lifestyle choices that they make. Deuteronomy 30:19. Also Jude 1:7. How far will they go? Well, here, let me show you. Did you see this, folks? Brand new Daily Mail. And it's interesting that foreigners are reporting the information that the American people should be reporting. Because it's happening in America, but we're hearing from foreign outlets the truth of the matter concerning the crimes of these sodomites. Okay? Look at this. I need to die. You ready for this one? I don't think you are. Penn State chemistry professor begged cops to shoot him when they busted him performing sex acts on his pet dog. Nothing funny about it. What does the Bible say about bestiality? What's the fruit of? The Bible says that you're to put him to death. Leviticus 18:23. A man at Penn State, this is where Jerry Sandusky was busted, P.S., posted script. Penn State chemistry professor begged cops to shoot him when he was busted performing acts on his pet dog. Themis Matsikas is what it looks like. 64 was arrested earlier this month after performing a sex act with his pet collie. When he was confronted by investigators, he said, what do I have to do to get you to shoot me? I need to die. See, they're self-inflicting. The award-winning educator reportedly became visibly nervous during the exchange before saying, he does it to blow off steam. College professor at Penn State. Hasn't enough come out on Penn State for you to understand what's going on behind the scenes, friends? Gosh. Do you understand why this is not a job that you apply for, friends? Here, I want to show you another picture of him. I want you to get a good, long look at this guy. Does he look like he's that kind of a guy? Nope. Incredible. He does it. He commits sex acts on his animals to blow off steam. Wow. Begging the police to please shoot him. Oof. It's got to be a bad place to be. Really, truly. Want to go over here really quick and take notice of what I said when I said it's going all the way through the establishment that everybody complains about. I showed you this yesterday. Donald Trump tries to sneak through back door his homosexual merchandise. Did you know that? Well, Target's being defunded by its customer base, and so is Bud Light. Donald Trump rested in the fact that his supporters, no matter what he does, would be there to support him and buy his products. So Target and Bud Light are being highly defunded by their customer base, and Donald, in his arrogance, his narcissism, says, I'm going to go ahead and put my products inside of the stores in spite of what's going on. You all know Trump tweeted that he was, again, praising himself as most pro-gay president in history. You also know from yesterday, Donald Trump Jr. is highlighting the crimes that his dad is advocating for. Also interesting to note that Fox News is doing the same thing. Okay, there's no difference between them and MSNBC. There truly isn't. And I also wanted you to see that Donald Trump is repeatedly celebrating the inclusion of transgender women in his beauty pageant. Hey, let me end the show with this. Who are your options? Do you see how the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves? What's the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. One's brainless and the other one's arrogant. That's what you have to work with. And those are the two options they want you to believe that you have. Wake up, folks.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.